Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks with
Shelley Brim Baggett, your precious little girl.
Yes, my little precious little girl who's a grandmother now. I can't believe it. Bless the Lord.
But shocking.
Anyway, moving right along.
Yes.
We want to talk today about another friend we have in the land of Israel who is what people today call Palestinian. Before, that had a different connotation. Anybody born in Israel before the statehood was a Palestinian, but they're Palestinians. And Stephen Curry, K-H-O-U-R-E-Y, is a pastor, young pastor, 33 years old, in East Jerusalem. Now, he was born in Jerusalem, but he was brought up in Bethlehem. His father pastors right now a church in Bethlehem. And it's challenging for them. They're, you see, we are very... The land belongs to Israel, and Stephen sees this, and his father sees it, and they're very pro, even though they are Pentecostal. They're Pentecostal. We've Joanne Magnum, you know, who's from Minnesota, has been visiting this family for years.
Okay.
And his father in Bethlehem, he got so tired of those Arab, not Arab, we'll say Muslim, because they are Arab too. Stephen and his father are Arab. But... they got so tired of those prayer calls that they make five times a day over a loud, squawky, loud speaker, you know, and just interrupts everything. And so his father went up on the top of his roof and installed loudspeakers. And when Sunday came, he blasted his sermon. I don't know how long they let him get away with that. But he said that his father had people coming to him for a long time and said, "We heard your sermon. We listened to your sermon." Oh. So he was brought up in Bethlehem, and he said, "I used to stone Israeli soldiers." He said, "Not because I agreed with the other kids that did it. We did it for fun." And he said, "We could get out of school. They would let you out of school if you could stone soldiers." So we got out of school to stone soldiers. But now he wasn't brought up that way because his father brought him up to believe that the land belongs to Israel. So right now, Stephen, who is a pastor in East Jerusalem, he believes that the land belongs to Israel and that they are like the strangers within the gates. And of course, that's great. That's a blessed way for the Palestinians to be blessed.
Right.
The wrong way for the Palestinians is if you tell them the land doesn't belong to Israel and you fight Israel. So those that What does it say in Hebrews 12, Shel?
Yes, those who bless you will be blessed.
I mean, Genesis 12. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And those who curse you will be cursed.
I will curse.
Mm-hmm. God will curse them.
So Stephen was over here, and he spoke at our book of Revelation. And right now, they've had a church. They've rented three different properties in East Jerusalem. That's Arab East Jerusalem. That's Bible Jerusalem. And they've rented three different properties. And now... the landlords won't rent to them anymore because they bring pressure down on them. And so now they have an opportunity to buy a piece of property. And so he's in the United States right now.
To buy it in East Jerusalem?
To buy it in East Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. To buy a piece of property. They have someone that will sell to them.
That surprises me.
Well, it is, but I don't want to talk about that too much.
We don't want to talk about it, no.
But anyway, it is... every Sunday they go to church and they get stoned. And he had this little, the way he talked, like a little grandmother lady, and she came to church with a big gauze on her head. And he said, "Well, what is this?" And she said, "Well, I took a rock last week." And he said, "Well, this is pretty bad. Shouldn't you stay home?" And she said, "Oh, I feel safer in the house of the Lord than I do in my own home." Mm. So these Christians are undergoing lots and lots of persecution. They're going in lots of persecution in the Muslim Brotherhood is burning churches and treating Christians terribly bad in Egypt. But so every week, now we met Stephen and his wife Sherry. Sherry's a girl, a little, I think, Assemblies of God girl from Florida, and she married him. They live over there, and she told every morning when he goes out the door, he said, "I kiss them goodbye, and I don't know if I'll see them again." So one thing we would like you to do is to remember these pastors. That's Steve and Curry, and you can find out about them from holylandmissions.org. That's holylandmissions.org. And you can see about what they have, and I'm sure there's a place that you could give online. But talking about the persecution that they undergo, he told this story at our recent meeting. His dad had a brother, George. And he said Uncle George was a monster. I think he weighed over 300 pounds and he was way tall. And people were just frightened just to look at him. And he liked that. And he especially didn't want to be in around his Christian relatives. So he didn't want to have anything to do with them. So he moved to Bethlehem. The Mount of Olives. The Mount of Olives right now is it's an enclave of a radical Islamic, especially young men that are ready to fight.
Right.
And so he got him a house there, a place to live, and he knew his Christian relatives would stay away from him and not bother him. He didn't want any neighbors bothering him, no one. He was a man who wanted to be alone. And so Stephen Curry's father pastors in Bethlehem, and he got an invitation to come to a church conference up at the Galilee. And this church conference, I don't know who was putting it on, but they are offering a free room and board. And they sent 3 tickets to it. I don't know if it's some group from America or what, but they sent Stephen Curry's father one, and they sent and he had 3, and so he invited Stephen. He said, let's go to the conference. And he said, the Lord hasn't shown me yet who to be number 3. And so he said, I'll pray about it. Well, it came the morning to leave. And Stephen said to his father, has the Lord shown you who's going to be the number 3 person? Because you don't let this go. And he said, the Lord showed me it should be Uncle George. And Stephen said, are you sure? He said, I'm sure. So they drove by Uncle George's house, and he agreed to go because he heard the food, that it'll be really good food. And so he went up. And Stephen said, Uncle George got saved like the first meeting. Wow. And he became wild man. He was dancing. He would take his fists and hands and he would put them up, you know, glory. And he would dance wildly and he would praise Jesus for saving him. So he went back home then to his house there in Bethlehem, on the Mount of Olives. Yeah. And he told everybody about Jesus. And told everybody that Jesus saved him. Now, this is hostile territory. And Stephen said, we were having a school of revelation when he came and gave his testimony. And he said, now, Uncle George probably couldn't make it in this school of revelation. He didn't have the brightest mind. And he had a favorite scripture verse. And he used it to preach all the time. And he didn't even remember where it was.
Oh.
But remember what it said, and it is, those who will lose their lives for my sake will save them, and those who save their lives will lose them. He preached that everywhere. And I think he lived there. How many years did he say? 2 or 3 years he lived there. And then his neighbors came one day and beat him to death with a pipe.
Oh.
So he had the scripture verse that was very
exactly
apropos
right.
to him. And what he needed. And now you think about it. Uncle George has a martyr's crown.
He does.
He has a martyr's crown.
I remember you said once, when you see the martyr's crown, you're going to wish you were one. Their reward is so great in heaven.
It's so great. It's a high, high place.
So Uncle George has that
Uncle
place.
George has it.
Glory to Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
And he had the right verse.
And he had the right verse that God gave him. And so they depending on the Lord mm-hmm. every single day.
And they have joy.
And they have joy. They went into a church. They asked Gaza right now, you know, has been turned over into the Hamas is there. And Shelley, were you there that day he was there?
Mm-hmm.
Stephen. And he brought a little clip, which he showed that we can't show. We didn't archive the day Stephen was there. He had this little clip of when he went into Gaza because some Christians there had asked them to come in. And I don't know how he filmed that, but he filmed going through the Hamas checkpoint and everything. And he told them what he was doing. He told him he was coming over there, told the truth. And he went to this house where the Christians were gathered, not too many of them, less than 20. And one of the Christian young mothers had been kidnapped. Hamas soldiers had just come around her and walked her off the streets, you know. And she had three young daughters. The oldest 12, I think one about 8, maybe one 4, I'm not sure. But it was in the home of the grandmother. And they were fearful that the Hamas were going to come and kidnap these children and make a forced conversion. They had forced the mother to convert. And the grandmother, Shelley, she was telling those girls, I mean, in a very strong voice, you do not convert to Muslim Islam. If they kidnap you, you let them kill you. You let them shoot you, but you do not convert. And it was like,
she's training those children.
Oh my. Now they're out now. They did get out.
Okay.
And there's a good going church. He said, we've started going back into there. And the Christians, he said, were so beat down when we first went in there. But he said, now they're in victory. So praise the Lord. When you're praying and when God reminds you to pray, of course, you might want to remember the persecuted church.
Right.
There's a persecuted church in Iran. And the pastor, Abedni, I can't remember how to
in
say
Iran.
His name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's in Iran. He's an American, and he went over there. And he's an American Iranian. Mm-hmm. And they captured him and said that he was, and so they put him into prison. And so we have these people that we must pray for now. We must remember to pray for the persecuted church. And we have things that happen here in the United States. They don't like us to do this, or they don't like
us
to
Lord.
Do that.
Oh,
but
no.
It's really nothing to what some of the people are facing in this earth. Because these are the times, and I'm glad when Jesus comes.
Me too.
I am so glad when Jesus comes.
Me too.
The future is as bright as God can make it. But on the way to that future, there are some things in this earth that have to be judged, and there is some evil that has to be judged and has to be put an end to. And just the one to do that is God himself.
Yes.
Now, we are offering this week a book, Types, Psalms, and Prophecies by David Barron. It is a series of Old Testament studies aimed at revealing the continuous, systematic unfolding of the Holy Scriptures, their true connection and interdependence, their literal sense, and their concrete historical basis. I like the chapter, The Sacred Calendar. Now, we're looking at that sacred calendar right now, particularly because this year, this is the Jewish New Year right now beginning. And in this Jewish New Year, there's going to be on the next Passover and then the following Feast of Tabernacles, there's going to be an eclipse. And then in the next calendar year, Jewish calendar year, God calendar year, there's going to be another one. It's called a tetrad. Coming on those times. So anyway, type Psalms and Prophecies. You can call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri, $15. Type Psalms and Prophecies. Shalom until next week. Find a good church.